There's another lie that Satan uses quite effectively with us, especially with us in the 21st century, and that is this: follow the world, don't follow God, and life will be better for you. You'll have a lot of things. You might have fame. You might get authority. You might get this job. I will give you all these things, but to follow God is a hindrance to you in the things of this world. Who do we believe? And the one that we believe is the one that we will worship. If we believe Satan, we'll worship him and serve this world. If we believe God, we will turn and follow Jesus Christ in his integrity. That does not mean that we don't live in this world, that we don't try to prosper as best we can. But we do it with Jesus Christ and by the commands of God. Listen to what Satan said to Jesus, and Jesus answered him. This is in Luke, the 4th chapter, and the 5th verse. And the devil, taking Jesus up unto a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give you, and the glory of them, for that has been given unto me, and to whomever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, it shall be yours. And Jesus answered him and said unto him, get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. You see, it's very easy to serve Satan in this world, to lie, to get along, to steal, to get prosperous, to deny God, to gain some sort of advantage politically, to forsake Jesus so that you can be a part of some group or another that may give you an advantage of some kind. It's easy to serve Satan in that way, but all those things are going away. They're all dissolving into time. The only thing that is eternal is what God promises. He promises us eternal life if we will follow Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus, who taught us the right way, that we should not follow this world, but we should follow God. We should follow him, and we should live our lives according to the scripture. Thank you for your spirit that enables us, Lord, to live in this way. In Jesus' name, amen.